It's the second year that the state has used PEAKS for its main assessment. It stands for Performance Evaluation for Alaska's Schools. Students are scored on a scale of four categories: advanced, proficient, below proficient, and far below proficient. Petersburg students in grades 3 through 10 took the test this spring, and the school district has received the results. Like in 2017, Petersburg scored well above the state average, but below proficient in some areas in some grades. The district-wide results show that about 60% of Petersburg students were proficient in English language arts, and 49% were proficient in math. That's up from last year, when 55% were proficient in English language arts and 40% in math. The district's high scores came in 6th grade language arts, where 68% of students were proficient. The lowest scores were in 5th and 9th grade math. Both grades had just 36% of students performing as proficient. Superintendent Erica Kluepainter told the school board that there are a lot of areas to improve.
Our schools continue to perform above average, and they have really always performed above average. So what do you take from that is clearly, though, there are still always kids and subgroups that still require additional drilling down to figure out what we need to be doing to provide enough support to bring them up to grade level if they're not there.
Kluepainter says the PEAKS test is different than others because it happens only one time a year and shows only one part of a student's growth. She says the schools and parents should keep the results in perspective.
It's not a tool really to use for specific instructional, improvement because it's a broader brush.
A different test that the district relies on for showing growth throughout the year is MAP, or Measures of Academic Progress. The district tests students on it 3 times a year. It's done on a computer and is much more individualized. It's adaptive and changes the questions according to the student's answers and abilities. School Board President Mara Lutomsky says she likes it as a parent.
The test can understand their level. So if they're answering all of the questions, boom, 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 it'll level up for them and it'll get harder so that it really gives a clear picture of what they can achieve. And if the test questions start out too high, then it can level down for those students as well. And so that the teachers then get that information back and can pinpoint, individuals as, okay, this child is reading at a third grade level, but his math skills are at a 4th grade level, or vice versa, anywhere on that range.
Most school districts in the state use MAP, and it's possible that the state of Alaska will eventually use it instead of PEAKS for the statewide assessment. Kluepainter says MAP didn't have the capacity for that just a few years ago when the state started using PEAKS. But that's recently changed, and some states are considering using MAP for all accountability, local, state, and federal. Nebraska has already started using only MAP for assessments as a pilot project.
I think there's a case to be made that we may be able to move that direction, which I think would help kids see a lot of value, parents too, and certainly teachers who are interested in the information, but it takes 3 more days, so it's just always that instructional struggle. We all know that it's important, it's critical to know how our kids are doing, but it takes a lot of time.
Getting rid of an annual assessment like PEAKS would save the teachers and students 3 days of testing every spring. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.